Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, oh Father. We thank you for this time that you've given us, Father. We thank you for us all coming together on this prayer line. Father, we thank you for carrying us through the week, and we thank you for supplying our needs. Father, we ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds tonight to be able to receive this word. And Father, we ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that are on the line, Father. We ask that you would give them wisdom to receive the word. We ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to take and steal from this word. And we thank you for your anointing flowing over the line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Trelanda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request to our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, November 13th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mass wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320. L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. Please enter through the room. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is again fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for a testimony. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony?
Yes, I have a testimony, Pastor Smith. Yesterday, a coworker of mine, we were sitting in the break room, and I just happened to overhear him talking about having to have some major work done on his car and how it was going to cost them a whole lot of finance. So I just felt in my spirit, I just wanted to help this individual because I remember when I was in a situation and Pastor, you pray God always sent on help. So after work, I told him, we'll get the parts. I'll put it in for you. You don't have to spend the $500 that they're going to charge you. So he is very grateful. I just wanted to help him. I didn't charge him anything. And on the way back home, I was in my other car on the highway. I got off of the highway. I went up a couple lights, and all of a sudden, the tire on my car blew. And I was able to pull off from the road, be able to put my spare tire on and get back safely. I just want to thank God for shielding and protecting me that it didn't happen on the highway. But I also want to thank God for allowing me to just be a blessing to my coworker at a time when he really needed it. So I just want to thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Sister Penny, do you have something to say about? I guess she's not there. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight, that your word, oh God, will go forth in a place that no one else can do what you can do. You are to be glorified tonight. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that we're lifting up the name of Jesus. You say, if you lift it up, you will draw men unto you. Draw men unto you by this word this night in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Exodus, the 4th chapter, verses 10 through 12, and Luke 13, verses 10 to 13. Again, Exodus, the 4th chapter, verses 10 through 12, Luke 13, 10 through 13. Yep, get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
What?
Pastor, I would like to make, can I make a statement? I wanted to just let all the saints know that our church, you're giving out any certificates for any member who is in need of a turkey for the holidays. Just let me know. You can, I'm sure a lot of people have my number, but if you don't, my number is 209-818-3531, or you could just email the fthprayer@yahoo.com and let us know that you are in need of a turkey, and we'll get that out to you by the second Sunday of November. Thank you. God bless.
Again, this word. Exodus 4, 10 through 12, Luke 13, 10 through 13. And this word is so important tonight because we're in a fallen world, and there are spirits of infirmities that attacks us. And this word is so important because of a fallen world. That's why Jesus was anointed to be born and to come forth. And everything the enemy sent out to try to stop Jesus from being born or come forth in the earth fell. So God anointed him with authority and powers over infirmities. And so infirmities is a part of life. It's the because of the fallen world we live in, the defects, the impurity, all the errors and all the imperfection. We're in a fallen world. And so many people go through so many things. They try to put it on this, that, or the other. But we're in a fallen world, a world that's full of imperfection. And there are people going through so much. There's sickness, there's lack, there's all kinds of disadvantage. There are people with disabilities and all types of handicaps, which is a drawback. But we're living in a fallen world. And I want you to be encouraged tonight because God sent his son with authority and power because of the defects in this fallen world, because of the fall in the book of Genesis. Jesus was ordained, anointed by God to come, the substitute. And so all of us, we go through some type of insufficiency, some type of problem that causes disadvantage. So this is for us tonight. And as I was encouraging the people on Sunday, it's amazing how the power of God goes in and do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Even if, I want to encourage you, if it's long and drawn out, if it seems like something's been going on and on and on, when it's time for a call of God on your life, if you can believe and trust him tonight, he will go into those places where there are infirmities that's been lurking over you and give you deliverance. That's why Jesus came, to deliver us from the oppression of Satan. And as I encourage the people on Sunday, it's just amazing what God can do. I've received so many miracles. I'm talking about miracles, things I've been waiting on for years that was causing difficulties. There was problems. And the Spirit of God moved by his Spirit and brought those things subject to his will. So this is a word tonight to encourage you. We're in a world that's fallen in perfection. And many people going through many things that's insufficient. Because of the fallen world, the laws are weak. There's people living in disadvantage. It's because of the fallen world. So we're going to begin now in the book of Exodus, 4:10-12, please.
And it reads, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither hither nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and I will teach thee what thou shalt say."
This is Moses. God used Moses in the earth to deliver God's people. But he had a problem. He had a spirit infirmity over him. And he, in his own mind, could not understand how God could use him. He said, Moses said, "No, Lord, don't send me. I have never been a good speaker." He said, "I'm not eloquent in speaking. It's my I'm slow, and I have a problem." And the Lord said to him, "Who give humans their mouth? Who make them blind, or deaf, or dumb? It is I, the Lord. Go, and I'll help you to speak. I will tell you what to say." What was he telling Moses? To trust me with this infirmity. That I am there for you. My power is there for you. But because he loved us so much, he sent his son to pay the penalty that our forefathers committed and caused the world to be in the shape. Jesus came with all power in an imperfected world, a fallen world, to deliver, to set people free. And what God is saying to us tonight, we have to trust God. Saint, the miracles I received didn't happen overnight. It was time involved. It was years involved. But the Spirit of God didn't allow me to have a complaining spirit, a spirit of mumbling, a spirit of talking about that condition that I was believing God for. Because I know by the word of God, the power that Jesus received because God anointed him to deliver us from the oppression of this fallen world, the things that's in the atmosphere that affect our physical bodies, our homes, our livelihood, it's because of the fallen world. And it manifests in many areas. It manifests in our lifestyle. It manifests in our bodies. It manifests with all kinds of problems and drawbacks. And all mankind experience the things in this fallen world. It's manifested somewhere in your life. It will be manifest because it's a attack by spirits. We're in a spirit world, and it goes and affects us. And so this is for people that things are out of control tonight. I'm talking about in their lives. Things that have them in a place where they're burdened and there's disabilities and all kinds of drawback. But God wants you to know by his word tonight. He sent his son to deliver us. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38. That's why Jesus came into this earth, because everything's out of control. There's neighborhoods out of control. There's all kinds of things in society out of control. There's people that is born into poverty because of the weak law of the land, who set up all kinds of laws to make it almost impossible for you to get out of poverty unless the Spirit of God move in your life and do the supernatural. That's infirmity, thanks to God. There's children born with illness and disease. There are people that are sick in their bodies. And they go through all kinds of disadvantage and drawback. Because of the fallen world, these are problems. But the Spirit of God wants you to know by his word this night, although this world is weak and full of error, Jesus is not. God gave him power and he gave him authority over the spirit of infirmity. Luke 13:10-13, please.
And it reads, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
This is why the Lord anointed Jesus with power, because of the spirit of infirmity. Jesus was anointed to bring what? Improvement. To bring soundness. To bring strength to us. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. A woman had a spirit of infirmity, a spirit of weakness, imperfection. There was difficult because her body was in a state of disorder, saying you need to receive this by faith. She was bent over and could not straighten up. And Jesus, he called her out. He's calling somebody out tonight that can believe and trust God. Jesus, he called her out. It was her and nobody else at that particular moment. He called this woman out because he willed to provide for her. He willed to remove that infirmity. He couldn't keep quiet. He called the woman out. He called her out. He placed his hand on her. He placed his hand on her. And at once, immediately, she was made straight. And she praised God. The woman was called out by Jesus. She wasn't hid from Jesus. He could not keep quiet. He confronted that to know he wanted to confront your problem tonight. He went in and laid hands on that lady and denounced the spirit of infirmity. He placed a demand that that spirit had to go, and she was healed, meaning he provided a service for that woman that medical science couldn't provide. He looked at her misfortune and her imperfection and her disorder, things that had tormented her for 18 years, which was nothing but what? Trouble. Because of this fallen world, it don't say anything about that this woman sinned or none of that. It just said she had an infirmity because of the fallen world. I want to encourage you tonight. There are those that have all kinds of things going on in their lives with their family, things that may be insufficient tonight. It don't seem like they have the advantage tonight. They're going through disadvantage, lack, illness and sickness with their family, with their children. There are those that are born, just as the Holy Spirit said in Exodus. Who created or who made the mouth? that was dumb, of the ears that could not hear, of the eyes that could not see. He said, I'm the Lord. He said, I'm the Lord. I made them. God wants you to know tonight, he see our imperfections, thanks to God. He see our disabilities. He see our disadvantage. He see our handicaps. He see our lack. And that's worldwide. But we're serving a God who sent his son with all power to come against those things that's causing us to have infirmities in our lives. Those things that's causing lack that we cannot do anything about. There are some people trying every way that they possibly can, earthly, to try to resolve some things, to try to solve some things, to try to make some things better. And it doesn't happen until the Spirit of God look on them and provide the service they have need of. That thing is not hidden from God tonight through his son's eyes. And this word says in the book of Luke, he couldn't keep quiet. He called this woman out. He confronted the problem. You have to believe this night by faith. God went into a place like he did for me. He's doing for so many in this hour. He's seeing your affliction. Those things that are ailment and causing misfortune tonight. Those things that just totally in disorder. And then there are people look on you and think you are the one that causing the problem. No, not so. Because you and I are in a fallen world. And things happen. But the one that judges and the one that think you are the problem, God wants you to know tonight you are not the problem. This happened before you became. Because we were born in sin. Because of the fall. We're always born in imperfection tonight. And can't no one point at no one tonight and say I'm better. Because in everyone's life, in all society, worldwide, there's weakness, there's lack, there's disadvantage, there's disabilities, there's handicaps, there's things, problems, I'm saying tonight. But there's a God with all power. Someone get Psalm 62 and 11, please. The first one, get it, please, read. Psalm 62, verse 11.
God have spoken once, twice have I heard this, that the power belongeth unto God.
Power belongeth unto God. Even in this fallen world, power belongs to God. That's what he was telling Moses when Moses was letting him understand all his insufficiency. You think God was clueless? He knew the man had a speech problem. He knew that he was slow in time. Yet Moses was telling him, oh, it can't be me. Because I have this problem. I want you to know as the Lord Jesus looked upon this woman with this infirmity for 18 years. She wasn't the blame. It's because of the fallen world. The spirit of infirmity attacked this woman, and she was bent over. But the Spirit of the Lord used Jesus. He called that woman out because he could no longer hold his peace. He couldn't keep quiet. I'm telling you tonight, God did it for me, thanks to God. I'm encouraging you The Lord wants you to know. He can go into any place you're going through right now. Infirmities mean imperfection, defects, and deficiencies. Because of this fallen world, the Spirit of God goes into a place that you and I cannot go in and bring improvement, bring soundness to something that's falling apart, and bring what? Stability, and give us the advantage. Why? Because Jesus is a concern tonight, saints of God. And he'll go into that place and denounce, as he did for that woman, all those things that was going on in her life that was causing affliction. If you can trust and believe God, it's so beautiful when God goes into a place where you're not complaining, and you know you're going through, but yet you're not complaining. Yet you're waiting on the Lord. Because timing is in his hand. And those looking on you have all kinds of interpretation in their mind about your condition. As I was telling someone yesterday, as they were denouncing someone and saying how wrong they were, I said, did you create the heart? Can you read the heart? God created the heart. The only one can read the heart is God. Who made you, God? God wanted that individual to know, look in the mirror, because there's deficiency in your life. There are some things that's out of control in your life. And we all need the power of God to go into a place that we cannot go in and stop the disadvantage. Stop those things that causing us to be handicapped and have a burden on our lives. That's what Jesus did for this woman. He called her out. Don't you just thank God when he calls you out? When he called your name? When you know that you know that you cannot deliver yourself, and he goes into that place, because it's not hid from him, and he will denounce that thing that's a burden to you. I'm encouraging you tonight, saints of God. Didn't happen overnight. But I learned not to murmur and not to complain. It's a learning. You learn to know and depend on God. And that's what God was telling Moses. Trust me, for I'm your supplier. Trust me, and I will not withhold anything you need to do this work. That's the kind of God we're serving tonight. And so this word is a word to encourage someone tonight. There are some things in your life that medical science cannot complete. That the system of this world cannot make better for you. That there are some things that's been burdened to you for so long. Because we're in a fallen world. And we have to trust God to go into a place that we cannot go and bring forth what? Deliverance. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil. That's the kind of God you and I have on our side. How God, so concerned about mankind, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. The Spirit of God did good for this woman. He healed her from her infirmities. Immediately, medical science couldn't do it. Doctors couldn't do it. Spirit of God went in that disorder that was tormenting that woman's life. If you just can trust God tonight, if you just can lay it at the feet of Jesus tonight, he said to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Let them judge. Let them point fingers. Let them do whatever. Because this is between you and God tonight. And I want you to know that he will call your name as he did for this woman. He will call you personally and provide a service for you tonight. Because it's not hidden from the eyes of God through Jesus. And the Spirit of God will go into that place where that problem is. Whatever that infirmity is a problem. It's deficiency. It's something with impurity in it. It's a lack. He will go in, call you out, and bring forth deliverance. Matthew 8:16 says he casts out the spirits of infirmity with his word. The word of God is in the mouth of Jesus just for you and I tonight. If you can trust God to supply that need, and this word said he will supply it. If you just agree with what his word says to you tonight, do anyone have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Jerome. I would like prayer for my job. There's been some unfairness going on as far as the trip rotation goes, how they distribute the field trips. There's been some favoritism of one of the drivers that just got into the trip pool. So I would just like prayer for fairness of that trip rotation.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes.
Yes. Hello?
Okay. I've got a couple prayer requests. One for my brother-in-law who's going through a procedure tomorrow. His name is Thomas. And then I have a friend named Rochelle. She actually had a stroke the other day. She is a believer. She's gone through it with scot-free. God got her through it with no side effects. But she needs guidance on what physicians to seek out for further care. Thank you.
When one of us have need a prayer?
Yes, Pastor. I received a text message from Maddie. She's having a lot of complications in walking. She's not able to walk that well, so she would like prayer for that.
Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests, we can go before the throne.
My name's Melissa.
Okay, Melissa.
Hi. So I've been having some car issues, and they're saying it's going to be really expensive, and it's going to be a financial strain on me because I don't know. I'm hoping my insurance company said that they might be able to cover some of the cost, and I'm hoping they cover as much cost as needed as a prayer request.
You say you have car problems, you need repair, and the insurance company to be fair to you?
Yes. And
okay.
To cover as much cost as they
okay.
That will not burden my wallet.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer? If there is no more prayer request, this is real thanks of God. Satan is in the atmosphere. He attempts to invade our lives, our body, our welfare. But Jesus came to bring forth deliverance, miracles. I want you to know I can't stop talking about it. I just received miracles. Why? Because every place that I was waiting on God to stop that invader, you got to know that Satan is an invader. He's the prince of the air. And he caused nothing but turmoil in people's lives. He don't have any friends, save or unsaved. He's an invader. And that's why Jesus of Nazareth was anointed by God, that invader. If you can believe this night, God is in control of spirits in the atmosphere, because we are in a fallen world, and that's why Jesus had to come to deliver us from the torments in this world. This world is full of torment. Some have the advantage because the law works for them. I'm talking about the laws that's created by weak politicians, weak leaders. Some are lacking. But we're serving a God that's not biased. A God that has no respect to person. A God that sees our disabilities, that sees our weakness, that sees our insufficiency, and sees our problem tonight. He'll go into that place because time is controlled by God. He'll call your name, and Satan cannot stop it because he's God. Father, I thank you tonight. This word is a word of deliverance for those that are going through battle of infirmities, problems, out of control. But God is in control because his son was created to come against that spirit that oppresses us because of the fallen world. Satan lost his power. And God is for those that can believe and trust him. But you're such a marvelous God, such a concerned God. You go into places, oh God, and your will do what you want for those who don't call on your name. Because you're God, you'll go in that place, oh God, and be glorified. Because you're God. You say you reign on the just and you reign on the unjust. So nobody can judge anyone because you are the Lord that reign. You are the creator and you reign on the just like you do the unjust. So, Father, we need you to reign tonight, to go into that place, God, where you see and behold infirmities. You see disorder. You see trouble. You see calamity. You see misfortune. You see those things, God, that a fallen world has produced, those things that have imperfection in it. So I ask in the name of Jesus, you know who name. You know who you're calling out tonight, that the Spirit of God go in and call that name tonight. You know who we are, Jesus. As you did for that woman, you called her out, and you provided service for her because it wasn't hid from you, and you couldn't keep quiet. You denounced the spirit of infirmity. You placed a demand on her body to be healed, and she was healed immediately. So I'm thanking you tonight. There's someone that needed an immediate healing. Father, move supernaturally for Sister Sherry. I thank you for a move for Sister Talunda, for Sister Dockery. I thank you, God, for a move. But you know those names that I don't know, Father. I thank you for a move for Maddie to repair that thing, to denounce that thing that causes her, God, to be insufficient in her walking. Heal her in the name of Jesus. every need that Sister Sherry have need of. Supply everything, God, that's a burden to her right now. Renounce everything, God, and dispel everything, God, that's causing a drawback for this woman of God. Move supernaturally, Father, and I thank you for the move of God as you call out to London name, that the healing virtues of Jesus will go in and correct those disorder that medical science cannot resolve. I thank you for an act of God, an act of God for Sister Dockery, God, that you move over the x-ray, that the x-ray cleansed by the blood of Jesus, that they think they see, that you will blind their eyes and they'll see what you allow them to see tonight. And Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will move over Melissa. She needs the insurance to cover so that she won't have a burden financially for her car to be repaired. God, you've done it for so many times. God, I thank you for the insurance, for favors from Melissa, that her car get repaired. And the insurance will cover the cost so it would not be a burden on Melissa. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, take this burden off of her and give her peace, God, that this word going directly to the insurance company, and that this word will come in agreement. They'll cover the cost of whatever it is, and there will not be a burden for Melissa. And Father, I thank you that you bring fairness on this job for Minister Jerome concerning the unfairness and the bias. Why? Because we're in a fallen world, and this happened every single day. There are those that they choose to bless and that those that they desire to see and lack. It's how this world system is set up. But I thank you tonight, God, that you go into that place and uncover the bias and give favors to the people. You are fair, God. I thank you for your fairness, God, to move against a biased spirit and bring fairness tonight in Jesus' name. I ask for mercy for Brother, for Deacon Ray, brother-in-law, that whatever this procedure, that God, your mercy be in it, and anything that will cause harm, or cause anything that's out of order, go into that place and stop the error. And God, I thank you for healing in this procedure. And one day, I pray you, he will glorify you, but you have to draw him, Father, to glorify you. But I thank you for mercy this night, that you renounce anything that will cause complication through this procedure. And Father, this woman that had the stroke, I thank you for leading her to the right position, because we must acknowledge the Lord to lead us and to guide us to hospitals, to physicians, taking medication, because it's all imperfected. It's all, they're practicing. It's all imperfected. So lead her to the right doctor, the right physician, to get the right care, God. And we thank you tonight for her recovery in Jesus' name. And God, I just praise you tonight that you're calling someone's name out tonight. And who knows who's on that list. But I thank you tonight, Father, that whoever you desire to, you choose, you desire to call this woman out. Father, I thank you tonight that they're on your mind tonight, and that you go into a place, God, where there's ailments, misfortune, calamity, difficulties in all kinds of disorder. They're bringing in deficiency and lack. Father, I thank you for a word tonight, that you speak a word over their lives and renounce the spirit of infirmity. That your word go in demands tonight and you heal them because of your word from all of these infirmities. And I'm going to praise you tonight, Father. And I'm going to thank you for the Spirit of God to move in power tonight, because he was anointed. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Thank you tonight, Father. You're with your son, and he's with us. And we thank you for the deliverance, because of the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's salvation and deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your name. Because you're God of all power in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. We'll be online tomorrow in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you. Amen.
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 Pastor Smith.
And the Full Gospel
Mercy.
House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.